Wall-to-Wall Country, Walls 102, 713 with Hazar and Sammy in the morning on this Tuesday. Found this online about talking about the things you are confident cooking without a recipe. And then I started thinking about, well, what things can I cook without a recipe that I feel confident about?
Okay.
Tacos.
Yeah.
Basically any type of eggs. Mm-hmm. French toast. And then, you know, breakfast stuff like pancakes. And then, you know, start looking at the list and you're like, wow, this is just about everything on the list.
Okay.
So nobody's really close to being a gourmet chef in this survey. Number one, eggs over easy, scrambled eggs, hard-boiled eggs, and poached eggs. Those are the top four.
I don't think I've ever made poached eggs and hard-boiled eggs. Like, I still look it up just because it makes me nervous.
All you do is drop them in the pan and let the water boil.
Yeah, but then, like, I don't want them overcooked or undercooked.
You don't want to crack open a hard-boiled egg and have it just leak out everywhere?
Yeah, no.
Followed by French toast, soup, grilled cheese, pasta, rice, and salad. So you can see, everybody's not the most high-fashion cook, I guess you could say. What are some things that you can cook without a recipe?
Pretty much anything I throw in my crock pot.
I just kind of like toss things.
Yeah, so like I can make potato soup. I can make a roast, buffalo chicken dip. I'm really good at. One thing that my guy and I don't agree on is when he makes either macaroni and cheese or hamburger helper. Like, we have two small children. We probably made those things hundreds of times.
Okay.
He still follows the recipe. Like, I get for, like,
just makes it easy, right?
With the hamburger helper, like, you know, with the milk and everything, he sets a timer. He is very precise with his, you know, everything. And I'm just like, can't you eyeball it? He's like, why would I eyeball it when there's a perfectly good recipe right here?
I get it. You don't want to mess it up.
So he'll even set a timer. I'm like, who sets a timer?
Because then you feel bad when you mess up something that has a recipe smacked right on the box.
True. True. But yeah, he likes to follow recipes to the T. And I'm just like throwing things in places and hoping everything turns out fine.
You can let us know over on our Facebook page what foods you're 100% confident in cooking without using a recipe. Vince, he said cereal.
Yeah, milk and cereal.
milk and cereal.
Milk and cereal like a boss.
James, pancakes. Denny, he doesn't use recipes. He says he's got it. So he's got that good, you know, the chef gene.
There you go.
Eyeball thing.
Uh-huh.
And Sarah, spaghetti. That's what she can cook. She's got
there
her homemade Alfredo sauce that she doesn't need a recipe anymore. So that sounds pretty delicious.
Yeah.